You're listening to Radio MD. What's good and good for you? Why, Family Food Kitchen, of course. Here they are, Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
Have you ever invited guests for dinner and then sat down and wondered, oh, what am I going to serve? Are you kidding me? What have I just done? I need no-fail, easy, and yet super delicious recipes. Well, I have done that numerous times, and so as a result, we have put together a show about no-fail recipes for entertaining that everybody will love. We were scheduled to have Chef Julia Nordgren with us, but unfortunately, she couldn't make it. She is a pediatrician. She's an amazing woman, and so as a result, she will not. She has a conflict as a pediatrician and won't be here today, but Carolina are here with great four recipes that you're just going to love and be excited about serving to your guests at any party. So, Carolina, let's just start off at what makes a great recipe for a party. And I would begin by saying it has to be easy to eat. Nothing drives me crazy more than taking a bite of something that requires a lot of chewing and chewing and chewing. And someone comes up and asks me a question, and I'm like, I can't answer them. And if I do, my mouth will be open a little bit, and then there will be all these little things in my between my teeth that will look pretty awful. So it just makes me uncomfortable. Yeah, so I like those easy to chew, swallow, fast chew, swallow, because I'm there to have fun.
That's a very specific request. That's pretty funny. I think when I think of entertaining recipes, the first thing I think of is presentation. It has to look pretty. It has to make a grand entrance.
Right.
Because, it's part of the decoration, right? Food becomes part of the theme, the decoration, and it's going to be the wow factor. I want my guests to be like, wow, she must have worked on that for hours, even if I didn't. So colors, and then, of course, flavor. You know, I want them to bite into it and not have any food stuck on their teeth, for sure, but be wanting to have seconds. Or I think the ultimate, way that a guest knows she's done a great job or is when a party person, one of your guests comes and asks for the recipe, right? Then all of a sudden you're like, ooh, great, I did something right.
Yeah.
That's a good sign.
That's a vote of confidence. Like, I did exactly.
There you go.
Exactly. I did it right. Well, we have four recipes. Let's get to them right away that sort of solve a lot of these challenges and really wow the guests. And that's the other thing. I like something a little bit different. And this one is an appetizer that's just amazing. It's called cheese stuffed figs. Yep, you stuff your figs with cheese. It takes no more than 15 to 20 minutes to complete. From beginning to end, all you're doing is cutting figs in half. And yes, they are super delicious. We're not talking about fig Newtons here. We're talking about wonderful fresh figs that you just slice in. And then you put some cheese. You put some sharp cheddar cheese. We like Cabot, of course. I love they're seriously sharp. So anyway, I put that in there and just put it in the oven and it melts. And then when it comes out, because that's all you need is to melt them, comes out, you just drizzle with honey and sprinkle some cinnamon on top. And voila, you have something unusual and out of this sight, amazing, delicious too. Serve to your guests. So that would be my first one. What's your second one?
I love that one too. I've had it so many times. It just looks so pretty on the plate too. The deep purple color of the fig with the white contrast of the cheese. And so many people have never tried fresh fig. So when you serve that, it definitely has that wow factor and people are more inclined to try it because cheese is something they're familiar with. And then the fig, because it went in the oven, it just kind of brings the sweetness up a notch. So fantastic. My recipe is one that I picked out of Dr. Julia Cook's website because even though she couldn't be here with us, she has some amazing recipes to share. So I picked her celery and mango salad. I just love it because what a fun combination. There's avocados in there too. Celery, mango, and avocado salad. So three things you might not think go well together, but when you chop mangoes, avocados, and celery and use a little bit of a vinaigrette vinaigrette, and she even gives the recipe for the vinaigrette on her webpage, and I'll share that on our Pinterest board as well. It's some orange flavored vinegar, shallots, walnut oil, and a little bit of pepper makes her vinaigrette, and just drizzle that over the chopped celery, mango, and avocado. It's so pretty, contrasting. You can serve it in small portions. Perfect. Just looks amazing. Yeah. So I think that
fresh
makes a great entertaining recipe.
And now we're talking about a sit-down dinner kind of recipe. Not just a walk around appetizer, nibble kind of party, but a real sit-down one. And as you say, it's simple. You can have little bites, and you can chew and eat, get tons of flavor without having to, and still be able to communicate with the guests around you, so that it's easy to eat. That fits that requirement for me. And I've got a third one. This would be the main dish. So we have an entree, we have an appetizer, and we have a salad, which I love it when you serve a salad before you serve the entree. It's a very healthy thing to do.
Oh, yeah.
And so then let's go to a pasta, chicken margherita pasta. Yum. Everybody loves pasta. And so this one is a little different. Obviously, you boil the pasta, and then you strain it, you drizzle it with some olive oil, and you let it cool. So this is not a hot dish, so you don't have to worry about timing. So cool. So forth.
Yes.
And then you get some tomatoes. Now, cherry tomatoes, grape tomatoes are the fastest, easiest, where we were thinking about time. So I would recommend those. Then you cube some mozzarella cheese, which if you really have no time and you have those cheese sticks, you can just cut them into little bits and use those. Or you can get some fresh mozzarella cheese, which is, of course, just super numb. And then one of my favorite, basil leaves. Oh, boy, they add a lot of flavor to everything. And you just take a half cup of that, and you chop them up, and you add that to the pasta that's been cooled. And then there is you add some chicken. Now, this can be chicken that you would, a white meat would be my preference. You can have some leftover white meat, or you can specifically cook some chicken white meat, or you can go get some chicken breast meat in a can. Shelton's has one that I particularly love. I know it's great quality chicken. And so, and that's important to me. Or if you don't want to eat any meat at all, you could throw some beans, some chickpeas in there instead. That's an alternative option. Some sea salt and lemon. Stir it all up, and voila, you have chicken or margherita pasta or chickpea margherita pasta, whichever way you want to go. And everybody's going to love that. Now, if you want to make it easy to eat before you start adding everything, slice up the pasta so it's not these long stringy things that hang out of your mouth when you're talking. You just chop
there
it up
go.
And boom, you got something great and easy. But of course, we need a dessert. So what do you have for us for that?
Yeah, and so I'm looking at the pictures of them right now, and they just look so pretty. Remember I talked about presentations. So take a peek on the Pinterest board that's on Radio MD Pinterest. Family Food Kitchen, and you're going to see four options of dessert shots. Now, this has become my favorite thing to do with a big party because it's portion-controlled dessert, so it's not going to break anybody's bank when it comes to calories, not going to throw anybody off their plan, but it looks beautiful, and it's a great little sweet bite to have at the end. So I have four different options. My favorite, I'm going to start, is the Berry Greek dessert shot because I use a cracker crust. So basically just crunch up some crackers, whichever one. I like to pick the healthiest one I have in the house. That way the rest that's going to go on top is sweet enough. And then a layer of yogurt. And then the top layer, it's basically honey and berries that you put in a pot and kind of let it simmer and let it come together into a syrupy type consistency. Just put it on top to make the last layer. And there you go. It's like boom, boom, boom. Three layers on the shot glass. Looks beautiful, tastes amazing, and it's a delicious little bite. The other three I have, one is a peanut butter and banana mousse, so you can kind of guess the layers on that, a peaches and cream dessert, and there's an apple pie too. So check them all out again on Radio MD Pinterest board. Thank you so much for being with us in our Family Food Kitchen today. Remember, you can always listen to us on RadioMD.com. Stay well and eat well.